Jesus told us in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, I am come that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. Well, listen, let me give you a personal invite to a exciting miracle work and blessing and healing service this coming Sunday, July the 31st, right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. You heard me right. Located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's been over 20 years since I preached that Word of God here in Alexandria. And I tell you, we have planted churches in Florida, South Florida, Central Florida, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas. And the Lord spoke to Lady Broadnax and I to plant this Word of Faith Kingdom Church here in Alexandria, Louisiana, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. Yes, you get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad. July 31st, that morning worship service at 10:30 a.m., I will be teaching and preaching right out of the Word of God. Yes, this is going to be our church dedication and celebration. It is going to be powerful. So don't you let nothing, no thing, or nobody stop you from being with us on this coming Sunday. And after this coming Sunday, July the 31st, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. will be our Sunday morning worship service. You know, I have been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years. I have traveled over 300 and some days out of each year from city to city and state to state. There's not too many states that I've not preached in. I have helped others to build their churches. I have helped others to pay off the mortgages on their churches. I have sown into the body of Christ for many years. And now God told us to plant this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. I'm telling you, if you're ready to go to another level in your faith, if you're ready to have what the Bible says you can have, you want to come and worship with us here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. The address again is 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Right now, I want to take you into one of our miracle working blessing and healing services. And you're going to hear people from around the world as they testify and as they brag on nobody but God. Let's go into the crusade right now.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God is ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there. We see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He can provide. And we went home. We pray about it. We hold hands. We pray about it. And God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady. And, you know, we called the lady from... We come to church that night, and Broadnax was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what? God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Broadnax was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust Bank, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put yellow lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she got back here, I would talk to my boss. When the boss, when her boss come back, and she and my wife talk, my wife, the lady say, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
When Apostle Broadnecks pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
You prophesied to my sister about she was going to get some money soon.
Yes.
Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house yesterday. We finished it today. God said there's some money in this kitchen. I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen? Because, you know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open. Mm-hmm. And it was $1,000 bills. Then she said, underneath here. I said, girl, I got to get to church. I'm going to be late. She said, girl, I found something else in there. I said, what did you find? She said, I found 5 J.F. Kennedy silver dollars from the Mint in Washington, D.C. with the papers on it.
Listen, hold up, Glenda. Hold up, Sister Glenda. Now, last night, I walked right back there to her sister and anointed her hands and told her that God was getting ready to do it. And how many know the blessing was in the crock pot?
Hallelujah. All of the glory go to God. Blessing was in a crock pot. I would never forget that the longest day I live. Just anointed her sister's hands with oil and prophesied that God was going to give her a financial miracle. And she went to work with her sister the next day. Sister Glenda had her own cleaning business. And they find $901,000 bills in a crock pot. Well, that's just what the Bible promised in Isaiah 45 and verse 3. God said, I give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I want you to know that you have a pastor here in Alexandria that believe in miracles, not just talking about Paul's miracles and Paul's prayer cloth and Peter's shatter. No, you have a man of God here in your backyard that believe in the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. You have a man in your backyard that believe, according to Hebrews 13 and verse 8, that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to come and celebrate with us this coming Sunday, July the 31st at 10:30 a.m. Yes, it's going to be our church dedication and celebration worship service. And let me tell you, I have a special guest. And not only is he a special guest, but he's been traveling with me for over 20-some years. Some of you have heard of him. Dr. Isaiah Champion from Detroit, Michigan. That's how Dr. Champion ended up here in Alexandria. I was in Detroit, and he played for me in Detroit. And I said, Dr. Champion, I want you to pray about traveling with me. And he had traveled with me for over 20-some years. And he is our minister of music here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Oh, he's going to build that choir. He's going to build that praise team. Oh, let me tell you, if you've been wanting to be somewhere that you can be used by God, we're going to be teaching, preaching, and training, soul winning, and he that wins souls. Let me tell you, the Bible says he that wins souls is wise, and we're going to be teaching that soul winning. This is just going to be a powerful time of ministry here in your backyard. Yes, we are right here this Sunday and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I want you to meet us. And the good news is this right here. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
Just then he went in that morning. My daughter said she saw the judge pass coming up the hallway. And she said, oh, my God, don't let him get in that room. And she looked and she saw him pass the room. And God sent a lady judge in there. And she said, this thing is an ongoing thing, and it's wrapping up today. And my son-in-law is the quickest green card ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it. When he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date, and the people, when he went back, they said, they never see anything like this. This is a miracle.
This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might be doing little odds and ends. And now he's gone back flying.
Well, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. I love to hear Mother Coleman testify to that miracle. Her son is a pilot, and he is now back flying the friendly skies. Oh, I give God the glory and all of the praise. But listen, we are almost at the close of another exciting broadcast. But now I want you to remember, it's all happening this coming Sunday, July the 31st at 10:30 a.m. That will be our church dedication and celebration. But I'm going to be preaching that word of God right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, 10:30 a.m. God bless you, and I hope to see you there.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to give God thanks tonight. Just sing. I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could care half as much. Yet you thought my soul was
So you gave your own.